Not for me. Even though I love saxophone, I love trumpet, I think it was all awesome. But yeah, dude, the way he was playing that saxophone and moving, I felt like he was trying to seduce me. And I was like, bro, I got a wife and kids. Get away from me. What are you doing, bro? Get out of here, dude. Gyrating your hips with your damn saxophone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 164 of the podcast. Today I'm going to start with a really, really large dab because it has been quite the last couple weeks. I'm excited to talk to you. I'll tell you about all the exciting, fun things and changes that have happened here. It's a new year. Good times. I broke my favorite 10 mil nail yesterday, so today we're just going to rip this giant 14 mil nail that I love so much, but it takes time to heat up, takes time to cool. Oh, that still looks pretty hot, but maybe it's perfect. Wow. And through the pump station. Actually just had a customer custom order a pump station. I said I'd never do it. But this is a very good customer that collects highly unique functionals that I make. Like big functionals. And he really wants a pump station, and I was like, alright, let's do it. So I'm gonna revisit this design, make it even better, obviously. adjustments that I wanted to make after I made the first one, because that's how this works. You make one, you test it, you go, I love it, but I would love it more if they had this thing or if this was different. And we're going to continue to do that into the next one. I'm very excited to do this. A little nervous. I know that there will be headaches, there will be challenges, but in the end, I can't wait to share it with everyone, show the progress, and show a pump station. It'll be all clear and we'll have color accents on just the perks, so it highlights all the percolators through the things. So you can really see how many different perks and how much is going on, how crazy this piece is, the flow of everything. Super excited. we're getting even closer, one step closer to making fun, crazy nails here. Got our quartz guy coming in next week to take some looks and help us get the cold working room, like finalize what we need so I can order the rest of the tools and shit. You know, just positive things. Real quick, some of the things that changed around here. Our boy Cormac is pursuing like glass adjacent career, but something a little different. Oh, we miss him dearly, but we're proud of him and we're stoked for him. But Cormac is no longer working here. It's crazy to say. Not in a bad way or negative way. Life changes happen and people have goals as you get older. Sometimes you got to adjust your goals based on what you're trying to achieve. You know what I mean? So like, yeah. So we're proud of him and stoked for him. But yeah, we're grateful for the years that he learned here. He started when he was young. He was like 20 or 21 years old when he started working here. And now he's all grown up. It's crazy. Crazy. Crazy thing I was doing Bear Mountain Studios for fucking 5-6 years before Cormac even started working with me. He didn't really even know how to blow much glass. He was familiar. He had glasses. He had a little bit of hands-on with it, but, you know, was pretty new when he started with me. Just crazy. We just did that Philly trip last year. That was sick. That was super fun. I'm glad we got to do that when we did. Yeah, just good. So not bad news, just changes. And immediately, it's crazy. It's like, you know, in the most respectful way I can be, but my little boy flew away from the nest. He's achieving things. Proud of him. And then immediately, A couple more little baby birds just pop up like that. People that have just been sitting on the sidelines going, when I see a spot in that nest, I'm pouncing. And it's incredible. The people that just like immediately like, boom, we want to help you do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, like I met this awesome dude the other day. His name's Jack. And it actually happened yesterday. We had Honeycomb in the shop yesterday. I'm sure some of you are very familiar with Honeycomb's music. But yeah, he came. Honeycomb has been on tour, and he contacted me, and he was like, I haven't hit a rig all tour. And I was like, I have a rig. I have a couple of rigs, dude. You should come to my studio. And we'll, and he's like, I would love to come do some research. And I was like, oh, you're already on the same page. I was like, oh, we have a scientist. That's what I told him. I was like, oh, you're a scientist. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I was talking to a fellow scientist, a colleague. But yeah, he came here, and my God, that dude can smoke hash. Like, literally, like, a lot of people will, like, hit me up to be like, I want to come through Bear Mountain and sesh. And they'll come through, and they'll take, like, one dab, and then they'll just want to talk and hang out, which is awesome. That's great. Honeycomb, on the other hand, he wanted to come here and smoke hash. Like, he was ready. Like, I had all the rigs set up for him. I set up a gauntlet. And I was like, there's no way. Dude smoked everything. All the hash. And then he even made me get the 13-foot bong out. And I was like, it's not clean. He's like, I don't care. Fill it with water. Let's smoke it. I'm like, oh, God damn. It was awesome. Like, just how into it he was and how fun. It was, like, reminded me of, like, you know, seshing with friends and doing gauntlets back in, like, 2014 and 15. You know? It was just sick. Then we went to a show later that night. Me and Pat fucking crushed it. Super fun. Someone did, however, while we were on our way back to the shop after the show, decide to break into our propane cage and steal a few full 100-pound propane tanks. You know, kind of expensive, but not the end of the world. And, like, my wife and daughter were watching it happen live on the cameras, and they're at home. There's nothing they could do about it, but they, like, called me, told me, and me and Pat, like, raced to get here. We just missed them. But it was probably meant to be. There's probably a reason we just missed them. You know, three propane tanks isn't worth probably a possible dangerous altercation for anybody. You know, it's not really worth it. And we'll figure it out, you know. I'm going to send young Michael to go get me some fresh propane tanks. I've already called everybody. The authorities, everything's been handled. So now it's just like, you know what? I'll just pay for it. I'll work harder. I'll stay up later. I don't care. Like, it's so, there's like this, like, one thing with, like, I'll talk to some people that there's, like, definitely a difference between, like, complaining and embracing, like, something happened to you. Like, there's people that I'll hear them, they'll complain about something. Like, oh, this sucks. This happened to me. I'm like, oh, that does suck. Then I'll hear people that tell me about something that's happened to them. And it doesn't sound like complaining. It's almost just like them embracing what's happening and just handling it. And, like, I really like that. Like, and I guess it's just less leaning towards any sort of victim mentality. It's more just being, like, that unstoppable force, winner, like, mentality, which I would love to have more of. You know, it's a slippery slope when you stub your toe and then cat gets diabetes, and then you find out you gotta move your business, and then you feel bad for yourself. I mean, that's just my personal experience, but in no particular order, but all those things did happen. Which, wanna hear some crazy shit? I don't know if I've talked about this here. Did I tell you guys about how my cat's going into diabetic remission? Did I talk about that at all, Aisha? Have you heard about that? Not here, no. It's crazy, dude. They've never seen nothing like it. They've heard about it in dogs. They've heard about it in cats. They've seen it in dogs, but they've at the place he goes, they've never actually seen it in a cat. Usually cats have diabetes, they get given insulin for a while, but eventually their kidneys fail, and it's just a kind of not a great time for the little feline friends of ours. But my little grizzly bear, my God, that boy. I mean, I'm trying not to get my hopes up. Like, everyone's excited. Like, the doctor's, like, calling me, like, he wants to talk about things. He thinks it's really interesting. And I'm like, dude, let's chill out, okay? Because anytime I get excited about something, something really bad happens. And honestly, the last few weeks have been a perpetual of, like, the world testing me and the universe testing me. And I'm like, I can't get too excited right now. Because if I get too excited, my cat might die next week. I'm fully living in a superstitious realm at this point. Nothing is real. I have no idea what's happening. But either way, it's really cool that they're excited. And that, you know, the my little bear might possibly be one of the rare cases where he goes into diabetic remission and actually no longer requires insulin. He's got down to his target weight over the last 4 years, like I had to do. I got him down 10 pounds, did everything I was supposed to. I mean, so did Cass. We all, it was a team effort, you know? But enough about my cat. I love him dearly. He's on my hat. But I didn't pick the hat. Hat was a Christmas gift. I've talked about this probably. Either way, I try to explain myself because having your pet on your on a clothing item you wear all the time, it's kind of weird probably. But for me, like, it fits perfectly. It's a gift from my little daughter, which is my whole world. And, like, she could have given me a hat with, like, bird shit on it. And I would wear it proud and be like, fuck yeah, dude. This is the sickest bird shit hat ever, sweetie. And honestly, the most comfortable hat, though. I don't know where they're making these, but this fucking thing is comfy. I should get some Bear Mountain ones made by the same company. Oh, damn. I don't know if anyone will care about this, but I'm excited about it. So, years ago, I asked my wife for a camouflage hoodie, like a Bear Mountain hoodie, like full camo hoodie. I just got the saw the samples, and I'm, like, blown away by what I'm seeing. Like, it literally looks like old school, like, graphic of, like, it's like, I don't have any graphic here, but it's a classic Bear Mountain graphic. It's our original graphic that looks kind of like an old school hardcore band shirt with, like, just says, like, this bear head kind of with its mouth open that says, like, NY and CO, which obviously New York, Colorado. And it's just the outline of that and neon orange. And then the front just has, like, a little badge in neon orange. And then there's one that's all just white outline, and it's only outlined. God, it's so sick. I'm so stoked for me. I'm not, like, making them for sale. Like, I'll, like, make it, and, like, it's just for me. And, like, I know a couple of the guys at the shop want it because they saw them, and they're like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, right? But if people are stoked on it, like, I'll talk to my person that makes my clothes for me and clothing for me or apparel for me. And, God, it just made it sound like I have, like, a tailor or something, like, crafting clothes. No, they ordered it from a factory and then screen printed it at their shop. But the screen printer, I'll talk to them and be like, let's do a limited run of these if people are into them. But yeah, either way, it's for me because I wanted it. I like the Bear Mountain stuff. I'm proud of what we're doing. I'm one of those nerds that will, like, wear my own company's stuff. Like, when I was a painter and a construction worker, I always would wear the company shirts, whatever company, and then the one day I started my own company and had it for a couple of years, but I had got my first shirt made and wore it. I was, like, so proud of it and had, like, the, you know, the truck with the big magnets on the side of it. And I was just like, look at me go. I'm trying to do something, dude. You know, that didn't work out, unfortunately. But I eventually smoked more weed and said, what can I do? And then I was like, what if I just make bongs? And here we are now. So in this is pretty great. This is also equally very challenging. This is a challenging career. Like, but I think anything worth doing is going to be hard, right? It's the way it goes. But yeah, lots of crazy changes around here. We're just in the beginning of February right now. It's nuts. It's nuts. Our first Sunday sales this Sunday. Terrible time to do it. Super Bowl Sunday. What were we thinking? It's okay. It's not going to be a big drop anyways, but some really sick pieces. It's RBR heavy. Yeah, like, it's the first time we're dropping the micro RBRs this year, and last year I only dropped less than 10 of them. Like, I don't think people realize how limited the RBRs have become. I mean, I used to make so many more of them, but it's just the quality control and everything has changed so much in the process how I make them that, like, there's so much more time in them that there's just so much less of them. Like, there's so much less color. Like, I used to have 3 people prepping color here. Now I have, like, 1 person prepping color, and, like, he cannot keep up with how much color I need. That's why we're going to bring a color person in here soon to, like, help with prepping color solely. A full color job. Because, which obviously could do other things too, but we just need, or I need beautiful colors prepped so I can make sick recyclers and stuff. Make all my ideas, you know, new colors. I need all different stuff. But yeah, you know, patience, time. That's what I find is like my biggest challenge right now is that like working hard is a moot point. I do that regardless. Waking up early, pushing myself as hard as I can every day, that's just going to happen. However, you know, hopefully in time with patience, I, you know, obviously enough stamina to withstand and handle how hard I push myself, I'll find that balance where things are a little different as far as like, so I'll tell you what, my daughter is getting older. She's getting smart as heck, dude. She's calling me out. She'll sit down to me and talk to me like an adult and be like, why are you working so much? What's going on? She'll be like, talk to me. And I'm like, dude, do you want to be real right now? I'm like, you're six. You want to talk about this? Like, dude, don't you just want to play fucking princess and you be Rapunzel and I'll be whatever, whatever I'm supposed to be? Oh my God, dude. I don't even know. What do we do with these kids these days? Yeah. But we're figuring it out. We're definitely figuring it out. We're getting ready to do what I think it's going to be so different than anything we've ever offered. It's going to be what I've always wanted to do. But the level of like streaming and like live glass blowing and just live, like all different things are just more like streaming and easier to connect. It's just, yeah. I think I got someone that wants to help me and the rest of the team like take on some of that like technical end. Because it's, I mean, I don't know if any of y'all have ever tried it, but like if you're trying to do a proper stream and have multi-camera and do all these things, you have to have someone that is a little bit, you know, familiar with how to do that. Because it's yes, maybe someone's like, oh, it's easy, it's super user-friendly, but yeah, but also, like, it's, if you're really not familiar with it, it's pretty, I think, pretty hard to, like, really set up a proper stream with everything running smooth and manage that. Like, I don't think we should belittle the people that do it, because that shit just, to me, it looks like a puzzle. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I used to be able to look at technology and figure it out. Like, I used to, like, literally, like, build my own computers and play video games on them and shit. Now I'm like, I literally am just, you know, I don't know what it is. If it's just, like, I've spent so much time focusing on one thing, which is glass, that, like, the parts of my brain where like I stored all that knowledge have just basically made room to put more knowledge for tiny tornadoes. I'm not sure, or sick bongs, like, but either way, like, oh man, if you can see inside my head, it's just like rooms full of glass, dude. It's ridiculous. That's like, but that's what I focused on. That's what I love. But it's crazy to like, you know, grow up and like just do so many different things. You know how like, as you get older, there's different things that define you. When you're a kid, you might be really good at basketball or soccer or something. And everyone knows you as the soccer player. And then maybe in high school, you get into band. And now you're really into music. And people know you as this musician. And then you go to college and you're really an asshole. And everyone thinks you're an asshole. And you're known to be an asshole. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you're, what I, those things change over time. Mine has been really just like what I do. Like, when I was a kid, I was a skateboarder. For me, it was definitely music in high school. And then it was my wife, now wife, but then girlfriend, Cassandra. And then it was glass. Actually, for a small time there, it was my cat. There's probably a 2-year period there where I was like, oh, I'm the guy that owns that crazy cat. Like, people knew in the area knew about my cat. They were like, that giant cat, that bobcat thing? I was like, yeah, him. He's not that big. I think he was just, he's bigger, but he's nothing crazy. The stuff I see on Instagram nowadays, you've seen some of the cats these people have as pets? I'm like, oh my God, like, it's crazy. I thought that was a mythical creature in a book. I didn't even realize it was a real thing. Like, it's crazy the things people have for pets nowadays. That seems like so hard, dude. Like, I have had the same, like, railing in my house for 10 years and I still stub my toe on it. And that's full user error. That's on me. I can't imagine having a predator with claws like living around me, how one of my user errors or fuck ups would get me hurt bad or someone around me. It's just crazy. Some of the pets people have, I'm like, you are must be very responsible and calculated person. Me, the sleep deprivation and the hash, like I'm going to stub my toe and then trip over the lion and lose a fucking eye. Like it's going to just be a problem. trying to not set myself up for failure, so we're not getting any exotic cats, my point. That was all I'm talking. I was trying to say no exotic cats for us. And also that my cat's sick, dude. Again, heavy cat episode. Getting set for another dev here on the Honey Jar Recycler. But yeah, we have lots of new stuff we're working on that we're excited to share. Couple new recycler designs. Not so much stuff that's going to be put in as daily drivers. That's the one thing where I'm lacking. I'm like, I keep coming up with new designs, but it's like, they're like so complex and abstract. And I'm like, how can I make something that's abstract, functional, and actually, like, when I say functional, like, good. Not just, it looks cool, but hits like shit. Like, no, like, why does that hit so good? That's one of the questions I want the user to first say. And be like, why? This thing looks weird. It doesn't look like a normal pipe. Like, there's just some of the things I'm trying to achieve, and, like, I can't hit all of them. Like, I can make it super functional and really unique, but it's not simple. And the three things I want are, like, you know, functional, unique, but simple enough to be, like, a daily driver. The bigger and more complex something gets, there's so many variables here that it's just, like, if someone breaks it, not only is it hard to fix, but it's just, like, everything's so complex. And to make something like when I call it daily driver, it's a piece that's like a tool you can use all the time. It just functions great. It's reliable. It's trust. It can be complex, but it has to be still within some parameters of simplicity where it's easy to clean. It's something if someone, it takes a tumble, it's manageable to repair it and recover it. Like, the RBRs are literally designed to only, they can only like really break, truly they can only like break in one spot and snap off, which would be the neck, which is an easy repair. Or if you have a critical like break, which would be like the front of the pipe, like the can or the drain, the way they're designed, I'm able to remove either the drain or the front and remake that part and put it back on as if it never broke. Sometimes color matching can be a little bit challenging, but as long as the colors are stuff that still exists or something we can kind of color match pretty close, because we can mix certain colors to make stuff that doesn't exist anymore, like, because we've made enough color now where we know what to do for the most part, but it doesn't mean it's always exact. But either way, most of the time we do a pretty fucking good job. But the RBRs are a great daily driver because they're designed where they are salvageable, you know what I mean? So my point is that when designing some of these newer pieces, like, yes, I've designed some new stuff that's fun. I can't wait to do dab videos on and show you guys, and it's going to be sick. I just need to finish a little bit more glass and get the beginning of the year going and get capital flowing before I, because one of these pieces I have all the parts for, I have to assemble, but it's probably 2 days of assembly, and I just don't even have two free days right now to just put into the one piece for prototyping. But then again, if I look at that, I'm like, that much time, I'm like, this is all like stuff that probably doesn't even really matter that much to people who are buying the glass. But like, if you're interested in new designs and where I'm at with stuff, I'm going to share some fun prototypes and concept pieces, but I'm trying to find a way to take components out of these concept pieces and create a new, something different. You know how like all quartz nails are kind of just becoming one nail. They're all just looking like the same thing and they work. It's because that design, like one design just works good. Okay, cool. Well, like, is there something else, though? Like, did we actually figure out that's... Because, like, to me, like, I still have times where I'm like, I'll smoke a nail that I love, and there'll be issues. Like, I'm like, damn, I wish, like, this didn't happen. Like, how could we change that? Like, to me, I feel like new things can be made, especially at this time when so many people are either pausing their operations or, like, not even working anymore or whatever. There's, like, opportunity to, like... pursue new and out of the box ideas. This is the landscape where that is something that I think is a valuable, you know, pivot or thing to do. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, especially with the getting some of these custom orders for, like, especially like a pump station, I'm hoping that on the next pump station build I can find components or new things that I can simplify and incorporate into something unique and new and not redundant. You know, I like a new take on like what is good function, or like what's it, maybe if the function's presented in a way where like this is how it's functioned and here's how it functioned and here's why, Like, whereas, like, right now we know with, like, most recyclers, we're like, oh, you want, like, the water to pump, the perk not to bottom out, and you want a tornado to happen. Okay, that's a re just basic recycler what we want. Cool, does the thing. We got a recycler. But what are the basic requirements of, like, a mini tube? Okay, cool. How many holes? It bubbles like this, doesn't get water in your mouth. It's under this many inches high, so it's comfortable to hold sick. We have some of these basic ideas in the industry, or at least like the pipe scene of like what should be and how it should be. But if there were a new concept to function and a whole new style piece in the way it just like moved water, bubbled, or even like flowed, as long as the person designing it put out like basically the goals of that, being like, oh, this is why it does it and why, does that mean? Like, if it's a whole new frontier, do other people just agree with, like, oh, because it's a new frontier and this is their intent, and we see the physical representation in front of us, the intent of all these things that's happening in this pipe? I don't know. Because right now, I find that big disconnect we have in our industry is like people arguing about like technique or how something should be done. And it's like people don't have any way to like agree on some basic things. Like, a big one is like, you see, is like when people talk about just like the like bloom, like that's a big one that like I learned about it like fucking 4 years ago maybe. Ever since we've been in here, now we have this whole process of polishing bloom. Like, there's this whole like thing specifically with clear glass, and it's a whole process we've had to add just to make sure that like this layers of gas. But then there's people who don't do it. Then there's people like who say like, oh, that's not bloom, that's a water stain. Then there's people who will be like just generally, because all glass blowers are dealing with this, I'll like see people talking about it on forums or on the comment sections, and I'll just like to see perspective of everyone, you know. So I'm just talking about things I've seen other places. But for example, like the full color stuff we do with colors like ghost, slime, royal jelly, tall magenta, anything with that opalescence in it that gets really milky within whatever the transparent color is, whether it's blue, reds, pinks, purples. There's this opalescence in there in some of these colors that you can grow with heating and cooling a certain way, and it's just like a striking color if you're using something that has like certain metals in it, like an amber purple, and it'll give you literally all these different colors just from the metal reacting on the surface and off-gassing. Well, these colors react in a similar way, but it's not on the surface. This is like this internal like crystal growth that creates this like really milky, dense opalescence. Sometimes if the opalescence is super thick and worked, it'll be like totally opaque, no transparency. Other times you can get it hot enough where it gets super transparent and you have like these like ghost like line fume lines through it, look which look like they look crazy. And I love these colors. But some people like glass that's just perfectly like clear, like pomegranate. It's just red glass. So I've in the past, when I was first making a lot of these opalescent colors and we were doing blends here, I had someone that got a piece that was a ghost and blue dream blend. And so we pushed the ghost into the blue dream to create a more like rich blue ghost color. And that opalescence in there lightens up a little bit, but it's still present in the piece. And anywhere where you have a weld or shaping, the opalescence reacts to that weld or shaping because there's a heat variance that happens. And there's area that's colder, area that's hotter, and it built like has literally like this like the opalescence you have in ghost or slime. It either gets milkier or more transparent depending on heat base. I had a customer in the past that got information about a video someone made about bloom and then looked at a full color piece he had and misinterpreted the actual type of color it was for some. He's like thought it was bloom and then ended up wanting to sell his piece and was really upset. And I explained, I was like, no, that's that color. Like, these I can show you what it looked like before and after I shape it, like how this color reacts to heat. And this is actually why I love this color so much, is because everyone comes out so different and organic depending on how the crystal growth happens within that color of like that opalescence growing.
to like each piece is like highly unique, you know, and the color, the opalescence, the way it looks in person, it almost glows the way it absorbs light. So to me, these are the qualities I absolutely love about these colors, like the slimes, the ghosts, the royal jellies, like just the marina. Like I love that opalescence in the glass. It just like the way it glows, it doesn't look real. Like if I was a primitive human climbing through the woods just looking for food and I saw a piece of marina glass just glowing there, I would be like, well, this is something from another fucking world. This isn't from here. Like, so for me, it's very philosophical. But back to the story, either way, it wasn't philosophical for him. He knew everything and I knew nothing, and I felt bad for that. And it sucked. But sometimes you have interactions like that and you do your best to just like help and, you know, give your perspective or what your experience and education tells you. You can present it to someone. That doesn't mean that you could have all the qualifications in the world. You could own a successful decade plus glass company, and someone else, this guy knows more than you, that buys it. You know what I mean? That's the reality of it. Like, you can know as much as you want, but like, you're not gonna always convince people that, like, you know, I was not there to convince him he was wrong, and I was just telling him like what it is. I'm like, that's what it is. And still to this day, I use these colors. That didn't deter me. This was a year, long time ago. This was before we were even in this space. But I didn't let that deter me from like using those colors because I loved the opalescence, and now I feel like it's like a staple. Like we make these crazy, like back in the day, you can only get like moonstone. Like that was the only, like there was like slimes, but the slimes, no one knew how to really get them really opalescent like that, at least not the people around me. There's probably some person out there that could do it. You know, I just didn't know about them. But the point is, there wasn't as available as these opalescent colors. So when Moonstone came out and then Ghost, I was like, wait a minute, this is like a whitish blue. This is a base. We can make any color opalescent. We can have all the greens, all the pinks, opalescent everything. We're going to mix all of our own colors, CFL opalescent colors, and I'll put crushed opal over it. And it's so fun, and like I love that color mixing, and like I continue to do it. And I think at this point, like now it's like a staple where people know Bear Mountain for the color, like how crazy the color mixing and all the different stuff we're making here, like from like a manufacturer and making this point of view, like only other glassblowers really can see. They know how much time that is there and like making the color. When they see all the different color blends on the table, they're like, that's a shit ton of time and color work. It's just like there's just so much time. And it's awesome. I'm proud of that shit. That's why we need to stream more so I can share all this stuff easier so people can see. I'd love to, for you guys to like have Mike have a camera at his spot and you can like watch the color work process, like literally like how it's made kind of shit. And then have shit chopped down after streams for like people who don't want to watch a long live. They just want to watch maybe 20 minutes of like stuff and like have it chopped down to all the core stuff, and I can narrate it, I can explain what's happening. But I'd love to do stuff like that just so people can be more familiar of how this stuff's all happening, because I think a lot of the time, if you have like, anytime I'm upset about something, for the most part, unless it's like a family member like sick or getting hurt, but most other things, I'm just upset because I don't have enough information. I'm upset because I don't have an answer yet. So I think that if we have a way to present the glass where people can enjoy it and learn more about it, then when there's situations where they're not understanding something they're looking at, if they had more information, they wouldn't even have that moment of getting upset. They go, oh, that's that, the opalescent color, the way it strikes. Or there is a problem, you know what I mean? In that case, it's handled. But yeah, either way, 2025, guys, this is nuts. I'm gonna warm up this now. Just crazy. This year already, I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, we've got all these big plans. Hopefully the world's ready for them. If not, we won't quit. We'll just keep fucking crushing and waiting for the next time the world's ready for some crazy shit we got. Not even waiting. Make the world, like, dude, guys, you gotta see this. I'll start setting up booths outside places, dude. It's making people see my function. I've already decided too, when we build our stream, like our Twitch stream and everything this year up again, and
have the homie managing it all so that like I can just like stream and keep it simple for me, but like have it really nice for all the people trying to consume it. We're doing definitely a way bigger bong build, like I said, like cherry picker one where we'll have to rent a piece of equipment to hit it. And I think if that goes well, we may have to schedule a live tree lighting ceremony at the end of this year where we build like a 30-foot bong tree. And like people can come to it, but it'll also be live, you know, have hot cocoa there. Maybe we can have a donation bin that we donate to some sort of like toy drive or something. But do some sort of just like live event thing where limited access to it, but obviously live stream, everyone gets access to that. But of us, you know, doing the real tree lighting, you know what I mean? Like this giant bong tree, like the one we did in the studio here, 13 foot, pff, whatever, dude. We're going bigger, way bigger, dude. Like, I don't even know. Like, and people will go, why? And I'll go, I don't know. Why not? I have no idea. What else? I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do. Build a bigger bong, make it a tree, invite friends. Start from there. Yeah. Oh, man. I went to a concert last night. I don't do outside activities. I don't do adult activities. I don't have a nightlife. I work. And I've always worked. And that's what I do. And I love it. I love it. It's the best. But I went out because, I got invited to this show and I wanted to go too, but also just like, you know, yeah, I was like, I gotta be there. So I went. Cass watched the kiddo, which I was really grateful for. I was like, damn, you're gonna, which is, you know, they got to have a girls' night. It was fun. It's all awesome. But I still try to show my appreciation when my wife's like, yeah, like you can go do this thing. I'm gonna hang out at home with the kiddo so you can go do this thing. It's very awesome. Either way, me and Pat worked. And then we went to this thing, we saw Honeycomb, we fucking crushed it. And then like this the next band came out that was like the headline band. And yeah, man, a lot of thoughts on it. I think there's these people were super talented and I think they know what music is. They can do it and they do it well. However, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who they are first. Have you ever seen the viral videos of the guy that puts a traffic cone in his saxophone and like goes in restaurants and businesses in New York City and shit and like plays a saxophone with a traffic cone in it and stuff? He's like this young guy. He does like beats for people and music. Either way, I don't know what the name of their band was or whatever, but super talented artists and all. But man, not for me. Not for me. Even though I love saxophone, I love trumpet, I think it was all awesome. But yeah, dude, the way he was playing that saxophone and moving, I felt like he was trying to seduce me. And I was like, bro, I got a wife and kids. Get away from me. What are you doing, bro? Get out of here, dude. Gyrating your hips with your damn saxophone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. But either way, I think it was more like the crowd. I was like, oh my dude, I had this guy come up to me literally and like multiple times he came up to me and kept trying to start conversations with me. And he was like definitely drunk and he was probably in his 50s and we had a very similar outfit on. Like I had like, you know, my bear hat, my hoodie, but then I had a bomber jacket over it. So I looked like I could either work at a gas station or a lumber yard, just like, you know, somewhere where I'm working hard and I got my outfit on and whatever. And he was just like, Honeycomb was on and he was just like, oh, he's like, man, I just want to listen to these horns, man. He's like, I'm sick of this. He's like, this is some local guy, I want to hear the horns. And like I didn't want to correct him or anything and say it's not a local guy. I was just like, yeah man, it's pretty cool. People like that, I just tell them they're right so that they can. And but he wasn't getting the reaction out of me because he kept wanting me to like create more conversation. I would just tell him he's right and smile at him and just keep going, yeah dude, you're right. And he would just like, and then Pat was like, why does this guy keep coming up to you? I'm like, dude, I think it's because I'm wearing like this outfit. Like he's like, this, I saw this guy earlier at the gas station. This is my people, I know this guy. Because everyone else in there had like scarves and argyle and hat, different like nice little hats, like fedoras and stuff, and like golfing hats, and they were just not, which is fine. I think all that's awesome if that's your whole vibe. I like that. I just put the same hoodie on until it's dirty, and then my wife be like, oh, here's another hoodie that's clean. I'm like, sick, I got a hoodie for a few days so that one gets dirty, and I just wear the same fucking, I have like five pairs of the same pants. But I'm like, it's like crazy. Yeah, but it's what's comfortable. But either way, none of this is important information. My point is, I went outside last night and did outdoor adult activities, and what it did for me was made me so grateful for my wife at home with my wife and daughter and coming to my workshop and making art all day. I like that. It's perfect. It's simple to me for the most part. But man, I even like was leaving this place. I was like, told Pat, I was like, dude, I'm so happy I met my wife on MySpace when I was 15, bro. I couldn't imagine, dude. I couldn't imagine just dating now and going out to just being in anything. But that could be because I smoke too much hash and work too much, so I'm just overstimulated and having a difficult time processing people and emotions and a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of factors here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's my fault. Like, I was smoking a Puffco, what are those, Pivot, the little pens at the club, the show last night. And, like, I was trying to get a hit out of it, and it was kind of cold out, so, like, it was cooling too quick, and then I pulled too hard, and, like, hash shot out of the mouthpiece into my mouth and stuck to my two front teeth, and I had a bunch of hash on my front teeth. And I looked at everyone, and I was like, oh, shit, I got hash on my front teeth, and I opened my mouth, and they're like, holy shit, you do, there's a ton. And then one guy was like, oh, I think you, like, oh, Jack, actually, he's like, dude, you pulled too hard. And I was like, actually, dude, I was like, I'm on your team. And I literally stepped next to him and like turned and looked where I was standing. And I was like, that's definitely user error, dude. That's on him, right? Like, I was like, dude, I was disassociating there. I don't even know what was happening. That could have been because I went to work at 3:30 in the morning, though. And this was 8 something at night. I'd been awake for much too long, not enough water. And I didn't have dinner. So you know what I did do? I had the demon diet, a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and a Monster. Like, I fucking, dude. There's a couple things I can function on. I can function on red meat and water really well, incredibly well. If I start mixing proteins and pastas and vegetables, like, that shit fucks with me a little bit. Also, I can eat a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and a Monster and conquer the world until I die, until I crash, though. Like, I feel terrible the next day. I feel like I did, like, I have a hangover the next day whenever I, because I don't fuck with that shit often, and there's a lot of sodium and sugars and crazy caffeine and that stuff. So either way, last night, I'm trying to make excuses why I felt like I was going crazy, but I smoked the Pivot wrong. And I even told everyone, I was like, I'm still learning how to smoke weed. I don't smoke much. Like, I'm just trying to figure this out. Was this weed? I even asked someone handed me a pen. I was like, is this weed? He'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, cool. I've heard about this. About this stuff, you know, no one knows me there, so they just take me seriously. It's fun. Pat knows me, so Pat's just like sitting there staring at me, like dying. He's like, and then we leave, and he's like, were you trolling everyone? I was like, no, dude. I was like, I usually like hang out with you guys, so if I do something stupid or embarrassing, I make fun of myself or I say something that's clearly sarcastic. But being that we're in Colorado, sarcasm's either taken as literal or like, and you're an asshole, or this person's actually an idiot, and everyone there just thought I was an idiot. And it was actually pretty awesome. Like, there was definitely a point today where I was like, damn, next time I go outside with adults, like, I'm not gonna talk. I think I'm just gonna stand there. But when I do that too, I look like an asshole because I'm tired, so my face starts drooping and I start, you know, looking like that, and then I just look like an asshole that doesn't want to be somewhere because I'm not talking to anyone. So either I'm gonna be the village idiot or I'm the asshole. So I don't get to win, but I'm fine with that. You want to know why? Because I got hash at home, and that's fine. Let me get my tools out of this bucket of... I got some more over here. I don't want to dip my hands in the alcohol. Shit, like, dries your hands out, and I feel like it absorbs in your liver or something. Something happens. Oh, shit. Watch out, microphone. I'm going to heat this up over here, though, so hopefully it's not as loud. Yeah, smoking the plasma piece yesterday with honeycomb and just like all the different things. Like, it was so cool to like, I feel like we're a little bit spoiled here with the pipes and the hash and stuff like that. So like, it's really fun to see someone who doesn't get to typically see this stuff in person get genuinely like excited about things and look at it. And I'm like, oh, I need to have more people like this coming around to like remind me, because like, you as humans, we can get used to anything. We can get used to like being in a horrible position, or we can get used to like luxuries too, you know what I mean? So we have this incredible ability to just make things like, we just normalize it to whatever situation we're in. But yeah, it was nice because it gave me that, like, you know, that little energy again where I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Like, it's nice to see someone, like, be so hype. Like, that just about all the glass and stuff in person. Because I haven't done trade shows or any, like, really in-person stuff besides the Patreon events once a year. And the Patreon event was long enough ago that it's, like, worn off a little bit. Like, that, like, feeling of, like, the whole, you know, excitement from everyone's positive energy. Yeah. But that's why it's good to get out and do things with with people and try to share your work with them so you can get, like, feel that, like, excitement. Or even people, like, criticism is good too, as long as it's, like, coming from a good place. That's at the end of the day. Like, I definitely, you guys wouldn't believe the people I surround myself with. Oh my God, these people, if you would think they're mean. My wife and Pat, you would think they're mean, but they're just honest and they're comfortable enough to tell you if something's not good or it sucks or it could be better. And I go, oh, my heart. But then I go, I know it's for the best. I know you just care. And then I try to do better. You know what I mean? They keep me in line. Not that I'm trying to be out of line, but you know what I mean? Like smoking all this hash and not sleeping. I do be getting out of line a little bit. It'll get you. It's crazy where I'm at now, dude. I remember years ago just having to ship everything myself and like the stress, like when anything would go wrong, it was like literally like all on me and Cass. And like now having like people around me that I can look to and go, hey, this shit's fucked. They go, okay, I'm gonna go figure it out. I'm like, whoa. I'm gonna go take another dab. Like, whoa. And I'm gonna make more art. And calm down. Because that's all I ever wanted to do is just make the glass. Like, even if I couldn't smoke the hash rules. And that's awesome. But even before I smoked weed, I would spend all day in my basement, like, building with either Legos or Kinects, or I had at one point the largest, you know, Orcs and Goblins Warhammer army in upstate New York. I was a real nerd when I was a little 8, 9, 10 year old kid. But yeah, like even before I like smoked weed, like up to the age of 18, I was still doing things where I was putting crazy amounts of time into like weird, like obscure projects and stuff. And like, you know, so even if I couldn't smoke weed, I would still just be obsessed with what I could do with glass. I think it would just be a little, like I would still function and everything. It would just be a little less fun, I think. Also, weed and coffee is like the best thing ever. Like today, like there's been some you know, obviously we all have them, but there's been some like rough days as of late. And man, if I didn't have obviously my wife and daughter, they make my world perfect and challenging. And but if I didn't have the weed and coffee, I think I would just be, I've said it before, I feel like I'd be annoying. I feel like I'd feel bad for myself and shit and be like, like I don't know, like I just feel like it wouldn't be as helpful. And that might be a cop out so that I'm allowed to smoke as much weed as I want all day. But it also might be the reality because I'll tell you what. I definitely like care way more about like my piece of the pie when I feel like if I'm not like having that perspective that like sometimes like the weed's able to give me. But that's not the only reason I smoke weed either. It's also super sick, dude. That's why I smoke weed, because it's hella sick, bro. Like, and I look wicked cool. And I can tell people, I'm like, dude, I smoke weed all day. Like, it's pretty cool. No. No. Epilepsy and other neurological things, it's very helpful with. But whatever it does for you, it works till it don't. You know? Weed works till it doesn't. Still blows me away. Pat doesn't smoke weed anymore. When Pat started working for us, that dude was like smoking an ounce a week. Like, I was like, how do you do this? And then he went to Japan for a couple weeks, came back. He was like, dude. And he tried to smoke weed and had a panic attack. And he was like, fuck that. still has a passion for glass, still pursuing it. You know, loves what he does. Now it's just me and Mike ripping dabs in here. It's crazy how life changes. you know, one day you're ripping dabs, the next day you're not. There's always that, like, saying one day, like, you'll go to your last sleepover, and this is as a kid. Like, one day, like, you'll have your last sleepover with your friends, and you don't realize it at all. It just happened. You're like, you get older, and you're like, wait, was the last one last summer when we, like, got fucked up at so-and-so's house at a pool or something? Like, yeah, I guess that technically was the last one. It's like, whoa, what happened? I guess we grew up. Dude. One day, maybe you'll take your last dab and just be like, oh, I had a panic attack, and now I have an accountant. Now I'm an adult. I got a mortgage. What happened? Or you live life on hard mode and just do all of it. Just try harder. Doesn't matter. What else is there to do here? We're all stuck here. There's nothing else to do. Just fucking try something and do it way too much. Be annoying. What else? I don't know. Either way, this was fun. Episode 164. We smoked some weed. We looked at some glass, kinda. And we talked about glass, kinda. And that's what it is. But I'm very excited to start sharing the next things we're going to start doing with everything we're building here, as far as with our streaming setup for really long streams. Definitely, we're going to continue doing the scheduled streams we've been doing every Friday, but I want to do more, and I want to have coffee streams where, like, people can have certain days of the week where either they can just audio listen or they can watch it, but it'll be like a coffee, like, work stream where I'm like drinking coffee, like getting things prepped for, because, like, I have a whole separate lathe and setup I'm building on in the new space next door that we got last year, where I'll have like a permanent streaming setup where everything's mounted. I just turn the shit on and fucking, you know, be able to communicate with people and share, like, whatever, or just give some sort of, like, content or add some sort of value for y'all. That's the goal anyways. And just to be able to share more. Like, everything is temporary. This space, this beautiful space we built here, I want to be able to share this shit because, you know, like, I don't own this building. I don't know how many years I'm going to be here. I want to, like, be able to share and show it. Like, you know, this time period, this is a special thing. Like, anyone I've brought in here, and people that are either familiar or unfamiliar with this industry, it doesn't matter, across the board, once I show them all the stuff that we're doing here and all the things we have here, they even tell me, they're like, they'll either ask, is there anywhere else in the world like this? Or they'll even say out loud, they're like, there's no other place like this. This is crazy what we're able to offer here as far as the classes and everything we'd be able to do. And if we get our streaming setup right, everything can be done digitally. Like, everything we have here needs to be shared. So that's this year. I'm investing in trying to share this more, share it with everyone more somehow, share the process, learn more about the couple of glass blowers that work here. We're going to be bringing new people on the team, so I want to have this set up when they start so you can be introduced to them and watch their process from the day they start to where they get to. There's so much I want to do. But I also want to smoke hash, so got to figure that out. I have to balance my time. Either way, have a good day, everybody. Episode 164. Thank you.